A good Sunday morning to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurts Sunday Morning Meditation. I would like to apologize for being a half an hour late, but as it turns out, when I had logged on to start the 9 o'clock show, it had disappeared from my query. I had made several attempts to try to get it back before 9 o'clock, but as it turns out, Blog Talk Radio had a pop-up that kept coming up, and fighting with the pop-up, I just could not do it. So we're here at 9:30 today, and with that said as well, I'd like to let you all know that we are in the process of looking for a new home, so I'll keep you all posted on that. So make sure that you get in contact with us so that we can have your information to pass along when we leave Blog Talk Radio and find a new home. Today, for our healing meditation, I want everybody to get into your quiet place. Find your personal spot. Close the door. Go into the bathroom. Go to the basement or wherever you can have your 13 minutes of you time. We just have 13 minutes and a few seconds left. So I want everyone to get comfortable and get ready to relax and release the stress that you've been carrying around with you all week. And maybe this release of the stress will help you to face whatever is coming your way this week. So with that said, we're going to jump right into everything. Right now, just sit back or lie back and close your eyes. As always, we have our inspirational minute. And this week, our inspiration is all about hope. And of course, our inspirational verse is Romans 12:12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. With that said, a lot of times, you know, we are going through something and we tend to say, I'm not going to get that job, or I'm not good enough, or even I'm not pretty enough or handsome enough, or I can't sing as good as they can. Well, first of all, you have to keep the faith. But second, even when you feel as though your faith is failing, that's when you look to hope. You have to have hope. Hope for a brighter day. Hope for a better job. And hope within yourself to know that even though this person sings better than you or is more attractive than you, just remember that's your personal perception. Someone out there in this world thinks that you sing like an angel. You look like a prince or a princess. So keep hope. Hope is what keeps you moving forward. Hope helps to drive your faith. They work together. So just remember, it's all about keeping hope, as someone once said, alive, so to speak. But just remember, there's always hope. And as long as you have hope, it's one of the strongest four-letter words out there, is hope. So just remember that. And right now, we only have a few minutes left, about a little more than 10 minutes. So let's get ready to do some breathing and relaxation. As always, the music in the background is Spirit Dreams by Thomas Walker, one of my favorite CDs. Are you ready? Let's just sit still for a moment. Let it all go. Let it go. If you feel a need to shed a tear to cleanse your soul, then do so. And if you feel a need to hum a little or sing yourself your favorite song, then do so. But picture all the troubles that you've gone through this week in your mind and just shatter them. Make pretend like they're a piece of glass. Shatter it. Throw that stone. Take that hammer. Shatter it. It's gone. You know, I've always said that they call it history for a reason. It's gone. You made it through that storm. You survived. You're still standing. You may not feel like jumping for joy, but you're still here. You're not only here for a reason, but you're here to move forward for another day. So, lay back and relax. Let it all go. Close your eyes. Put your feet up. Lie back. Breathe in all of the positive, clean air. And exhale all of that negative, warm, hot air. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. Now just sit still for a moment. And if you're lying down, I want you to try to lift your legs up. We're going to do some stress relief stretching. And if you're in a chair, raise your arms above your head. And we're going to bend forward. Stretch your legs out and bend forward. Okay? Hands up. We're going to bend. Lift your legs up towards your arms, or you're going to bend forward if you're in a seated position. Stretch out those back muscles. Reach. And come back up. Put your legs down. Put your arms down. And I want you to just breathe. Breathe in. And exhale. Let it go. Everything that happened last week, last month, last year, year before last, the year before that, the last decade is history. You made it through those storms. Let it go. You cannot move forward if you're holding on to all of that baggage and it's just weighing you down as you're trying to drag it along. I meet so many people, men and women, who tell me about who hurt them 20, 30 years ago. And that person has probably moved on. They're happy and living their life, or they're making someone else miserable. But odds are they haven't given you one thought. So we have to understand that and know that it's about loving ourselves, taking care of us. We cannot love anyone else or be there for anyone else or for anything effectively if we're carrying around all of this negative baggage from our past. So let it all go. When you have nothing else, you have hope. Hope helps to keep you moving. Where there's hope, there's faith. And as long as you keep the faith and believe in your hopes and dreams, anything is possible. Pray about it, be about it. And sometimes we have to let go of everything and everyone that we know for a host of reasons. Don't feel as though you're obligated to anything and anyone. Sometimes the answer is for us to move on. And we we have to do that. So with that said, just sit back and relax and breathe. Inhale. Hold it. Hold it. Now exhale. One more time. Let's inhale. Now exhale. And as always, healing through Herd Talk Radio and the Sunday Morning Meditation is sponsored by the Wall Foundation, a 501c3 community nonprofit that's deeply rooted in faith. If you'd like to reach us, you may call us at 202-618-2556, or you may write to us at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And if you'd like to write to me personally, my email address is mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. And of course, you can contact me on Twitter. Our ID there is wall_foundation, and that's on Twitter. And of course, you can follow us and like us on Facebook. We're Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio on Facebook. So stop by, pass the show along. I'd like to make sure that we're helping as many people as we can. And as always, I pray each and every one of you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days, enough smiles to turn that frown of yours upside down, but most of all, enough strength and courage to face whatever may come your way this week and beyond. Just realize something. Courage is not just about being brave. Courage is also about standing up for what you know is right, no matter what. Standing up to that opposition, fighting for justice, fighting for your peace, fighting for your salvation in some cases. So just remember, I pray you that strength and courage to face your battles. I'm about to let the music play for our last 1 minute or so. Thank you so much for all of our guests. Guest 569, guest 583, and so many of our guests on our call queries. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday Morning Meditation. I am your host, Maria Wall. And as always, check back often, especially about our upcoming second annual Healing Through Hurt Women's Motivational Summit coming on October 22nd of this year. Get in contact with us if you'd like to be a part and get more info. Thank you so much for joining me here. Have a wonderful and blessed Sunday, no matter where you are. Until next time, I'm Maria Wall, and I'll see you soon.